the difference between being in the House and the Senate? Different rules? Is it easier to be a leader? Is it easier to hear your issues heard?
Far easier to get your point of view out in the Senate. Far easier to stop bad stuff in the Senate, which I did. Well over trillions of dollars of bad stuff never happened. It's a far better place to legislate from.
It seems the House, very simply, is more emotional.
Supposed to be.
And the Senate is more controlled, deliberative.
They're supposed to be representative of what the people want. That's why we have that based on population. You know, if you go back to our founding, the compromise for a Senate came because the small states worried that the large state would outvote them at every turn. So you came to a Senate that ended up with two senators. But the other side of the Senate was they were supposed to be the reason calm because they weren't elected, they were appointed, and that they didn't have a constituency that they had to respond to other than the state legislature, and that they could actually make great decisions for the long-term best interest of the country. Now, that didn't necessarily work out every time that way, and there was some corruption. That's how we got the 17th Amendment. But the point is, our founders' thinking was great. Because what you did is you took away the politician's desire to please somebody by spending somebody else's money on somebody else.
Carrying on in your stead, Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, released his first chronicle of government waste of 2015. Now, you had done that for how many years?
6, 7, 8.
Things like tailgating kits with a koozie, apron and food thermometer were provided for University of Nebraska football players through a $5 million Department of Agriculture grant. I can list more and more of these. You probably remember some right off the top of your
head.
It's
not hard. When we put out our list, we listed 100, but we chose from 10,000.
From 10,000?
Oh, yeah. There was 10,000 stupid things. Oh, there's probably 100,000. We just quit looking, and then we said, which ones get the biggest PR bang if we list them? I mean, I'm sick every day I think about how our government functions. From spending all the money at the end of the year, there's $75 billion spent the last week of the fiscal year. That doesn't need to be spent, but they spend it because they think they might not get it next year. And if I was president, I'd issue his executive order the first year. As of this date, you will spend no more money this year. Period. And guess what? You'd save $70 billion that year.
We should say, during this political season, your name was bandied about, I heard, if you heard, as a candidate for president. Isn't that true?
Well, somebody bandied it out. It wasn't me. I wasn't in the race. I'm not in the race. The fact is, it looks like we got two candidates, or going to have two candidates. Let's see what happens to America.
That was nice to know that people thought of you, of your work, despite the fact it doesn't seem like you liked it there. Did you like Washington at all?
I liked the people. I mean, you just think about the clerks in the Senate. Really smart, sweet people. You think about the chaplain of the Senate. You think about my staff. All the great young people. Brilliant. I mean, brilliant. They make me and you look like porkers, how smart they are. And most of them aren't there anymore. The guy that helped Jeff Flake do that was the guy that helped do it for me. No, the people, I love people. I don't like cowards. I don't like people who are inconsistent. I don't like liars. I don't like finaglers. Tell me the truth. I'm big enough to deal with it. And then I'll try to go around you, but don't cheat. Don't cheat.